Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Kennedy, are you there?
Yeah.
Dan.
Yes.
Annie.
Hi.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. We each bring one topic and we discuss. And if you would, please leave us a review. I would appreciate that very much. It lets people know about the podcast, which is growing. I check the numbers every day.
Yeah.
And every day we get a few more new people.
Well,
we appreciate
that.
So,
welcome aboard.
Worldwide.
Well, not maybe worldwide yet.
Yes.
I mean,
maybe.
If there's like one dude in Japan, that's considered worldwide.
That's worldwide. I'd take Canada.
Mm-hmm. I think there's somebody in Kansas City who loves us. So
there is.
That counts.
Oh,
that's a different time zone.
Yes, we do.
All right, you're up first, Kennedy. What you got?
Okay, so
today was the story about the Toy Hall of Fame finalists.
Yes.
Which every year I realize we need a museum for everything. But,
right.
So, and it was things like Cabbage Patch Kids.
How is that not already in?
That's what I don't understand.
Well, maybe it has to have been around for, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You have to have been so many years before you can whatever, I assume. I don't know. So Cabbage Patch Dolls, He-Man figures, that stupid game Risk, American Girl dolls, and Battleship. So here's my question. What was your favorite toy when you were a kid? I'll go first. My fucking big wheel. I rode that thing so hard with the J-brake that I put a hole in my wheel. That's... I was Tokyo drifting before it was a thing.
That's pretty good. I had, my sister had all the American Girl dolls, so I had all the American Girl
dolls.
Did
you really?
Caitlin, my sister always thought that she was Samantha, who was just like such a little bitch. I mean, she was. All the American Girl dolls, like, troubling, you know? She was.
It was kind of past me, so I don't really know very much.
I don't remember any of that and buying them for Courtney or Kristen, but.
She had like the wealthy family. She wore the velvet dress.
Yes.
Very much.
Sure.
Yes. I had so many Barbies. I got like the Barbie plane. My brother popped the heads off of a bunch of them, so I couldn't really play with those. I guess Barbie would be my favorite.
I had Barbies too. I cut their hair.
Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. I'd have to say that was my jam.
Yeah.
A lot of times with Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. Because it was weird because growing up, like, I wasn't necessarily an only child, but I did spend a lot of time alone as a kid.
Yeah.
And so that was
You had brothers and sisters coming and going all the time.
Yeah,
they
were living in different places and, you know.
It was a very transient lifestyle that you led.
Yeah, yeah. So they were easy to transport. Right. I had this case and it looked like a wheel.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
Yeah, so you open up the wheel and you put all your cars inside the wheel.
Yep.
And then I got a fancier one that you could actually put some track in.
Yeah.
So you could take the track with you too. So yeah, Hot Wheels and Matchbox.
Does Barrett have Beyblades?
Yeah, he did. He's kind of past them now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did.
Beyblades are awesome.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have the electronic cars that had the one little switch and you could make them go around the track, but they always flipped out of the track?
Oh, you mean
old school.
Yeah, like the little RC. Yeah,
I don't even know if
you had it was a gun.
I had that as a kid.
Yeah, I had those.
Like, we didn't have them. My friends had them, and they were always so fun to play with.
Yeah, my cousin Dean had an amazing set, and they had a basement.
Yeah,
where he lived in Maryland, so they had a basement. I was in Florida. We didn't have basements, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. He had his race car track in his basement. That is cool.
Mine would probably be, I was a little boy. I had a lot of, we liked to play toy guns. We had a lot of toy guns. We'd run around, shoot each other with Nerf guns or fake.
Right.
And then my buddy Nick Bellafato on Bainbridge Street in Malden got airsoft guns with real pellets in them. So we would have airsoft gun fights in his basement and just shoot each
Holy
other.
Holy smoke.
Do you still have scars?
No. And then man, I was a kid in the 90s. Pokemon got really big. Everyone was playing the games and everyone was collecting the cards. So Pokemon was huge for a while. I love the Ninja Turtles. I had a lot of action figures.
Yeah.
Like wrestlers and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd make them fight to the death, shit like that.
I love it.
Love that for you.
That's what I got. Thank you, bye.
Barrett had a doctor's appointment yesterday. Just a normal
checkup.
And he had mentioned to us he was having some pains near his testicles. So at the doctor's yesterday.
Don't make a Nicki Minaj joke. Don't make a Nicki Minaj joke. <Right.
laughs> Just having some pain. They weren't swole. They weren't on swole.
The lung alarm did not go off.
All right, anyway, go on.
So at this point, so Barrett is going to be 11 in November.
Yeah.
And the doctor brings up puberty.
Yeah.
And wants to know. And Barrett's like, now you guys all know that we had this conversation with Barrett about all of puberty.
How babies are made and everything.
Yes, all that. We had that with him just, 2 months ago maybe? So when the doctor mentions it, Barrett's like, yep, parents talk to me about it. I know what's going on. I understand. Yada, yada, yada. And he's like, okay, great. You know, some of the things you're going to notice, your shoulders are going to get a little broader. Barrett's like, how about my belly? He's like, no, if that happens, there's a problem. So he then says to the doctor, you know, I've had this pain. And so the doctor says, okay, well, there's something that can happen with your testicles and the way they drop. Something can get twisted and cause some pain. He said, just keep an eye out for it. If you continue to have these sharp pains, let me know. It may be something that we need to address. And so then a little bit later on, once they've already had that conversation, they then have the exam. And so, you know, the doctor says, so you're going to drop your pants.
Do you go in with him or is
Lan
he old
is
enough,
with him.
Is he old enough not to?
Lan, and that, okay. So he says, the doctor says, your mom's in here now, but pretty soon, this is something you're going to do on your own.
Right.
And your mom won't be in here.
Yeah,
your
I just
parents
wonder
won't
what
be.
Age is it like?
If we're getting
mom,
close.
I don't want to do that in front of you kind of a thing.
You're right.
I'd say like 13.
We're
like
getting close to that
age. Yeah.
And so, you know, he explains all of that, and then Barrett drops his pants.
This makes me so nervous.
It's just, you know, it's a part of it. And so Barrett now, so the doctor at this point says, oh, point to me where you're feeling the pain. And he doesn't point to his testicles. He points to his junk. And the doctor says, oh, so the pain is there, not like the testicles. And Barrett's like, no. And Barrett has told us that it happens like after he gets out of the shower.
I can't listen to the rest of the story.
And so
I cannot listen to the rest of the story.
He kind of turns and looks at Lana and gives Lana a look. And Lana now is figuring out what is happening. And he says, so you're saying like, you know, you've washed it after you've had a shower. Does anything happen? And Barrett's like, yeah, it's like.
No, I don't want to hear the rest of the story. And I bet he doesn't want you to tell it.
And he's like, yeah, it grows, it gets a little bigger.
I can't.
And
stop.
Yeah. And so the doctor says, okay, well, that's actually good news that it's not underneath. And yes, that is.
That happens.
That's normal. It's just a part of what we talked about.
It's going to happen in math class when you least expect it.
Yeah, but why does it hurt?
I
think he just...
He
didn't...
It hurts a little bit sometimes. You know, like when you wake up in the morning and you have one.
I feel like the first time you... Or like when you first start getting them, I'm not...
Yeah,
you
never
have
woken
a penis,
up
so
with
I don't know,
one
but.
And it hurt a little bit?
I have not.
Not really.
No, I have, sure.
I don't... Yeah, I don't connect pain to that.
Well, but it's not. It's not like a pain, is the way Barrett described it. But it's.
I have a question, but I'm not asking.
No,
ask
go ahead,
it.
Ask. It's fine. We're all adults here.
I'm not. but it's not because like he's doing what boys do in the shower.
No, I think he's just washing it. It's getting stimulated a little bit,
so,
but he's not.
But.
That is happening,
is it overuse is what I'm asking.
He hasn't connected those parts yet, I don't
think.
Do you
see what I'm saying?
No.
Are you asking if it's friction burn?
That's right.
Thank you. I don't think it doesn't sound like he has connected those things yet.
Yeah, when I was on vacation, my nephew is 13.
Oh.
And like he would take really long showers. Like I never noticed. I didn't pay attention. But Jessica was like, if he doesn't get out of that goddamn shower soon.
Oh, so then, my God.
See, that's not fair though, because I took long showers all the time as a kid, and
it wasn't for that reason.
No, I just liked
being in the shower.
I just like being in the shower. Barrett the water's warm. It's comfortable.
Barrett's got a radio. He listens to music.
I'm not judging
he's
in any way, shape, or form. If I had one of those things, I imagine that I would all day long
masturbating in the shower, no problem.
So
much easier.
Less cleanup.
We have so much work.
So they finish up their appointment. The second they get in the car back at the parking garage, Barrett says to Lana, so what does he mean? Now, what he didn't hear was the doctor mentioned the word erection.
Yeah.
He didn't hear that. He missed that. So now he's like doubling down. What does he mean? Why does it do that? And Lana's like, I'm just trying to get out of the parking garage. She's like, well, talk about it with your father.
I love that he asked the questions.
He does.
Yeah. I love that.
Yes.
Because as you can tell, still to this day, I'm embarrassed about certain things because of just the way that I grew up.
Right.
And I just think it is so wonderful that he'll ask you these questions. Yes. I really do.
Yes. So he says, well, as soon as I get out of school, we're talking to Dad. So sure enough, I pick him up from school like I do every afternoon. We walk home. We get in the house. He's like, so, Dad, Mom tell you about the doctor's appointment and what's going on down there. It's like, yeah, she mentioned it. He's like, so why does it get hard? And I'm like, it's just like the blood is flowing. It's being stimulated. He's like, what does that even mean? Why? And I was like, it's just a part of puberty. Everybody does it. He's like, does it happen to you?
Don't answer the question.
I said, yes. It happens to everyone. And he lost it. He was like beet red, laughing. The thought of his father like having a hard on, I think was like the funniest thing to him.
I cannot.
His realization that every male in the world gets
so do you go to school the next day and you're like to your friends, you're like, hey, do you get this? Do you do that?
No, we've had the conversation with him that this isn't a conversation you have with other kids.
I get it, but boys talk. Do you know what I mean? I think that's where you learn a lot of your stuff is by knowing your other friends are going through the same things that you are.
No, but I trust him that he wouldn't, that he would not do that.
Why? If they're going through the same things that he is, it might make him feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if they're, you know, not like in the middle of class, he's having a conversation, but if they're at recess and he's like,
I just told him, we just told him we didn't want him talking about things that maybe other parents weren't talking about with their kids just yet because they weren't mature enough.
The mystery of periods, I swear to God, was big conversations with my girlfriends.
Right. I was like, you bleeding or what? What's going on?
Before it happened, though, you were like, wait, what now?
That's
I'm
going to
do
how
what?
You would open a conversation.
You bleeding?
Well, you read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And then once you've read that book, then you know stuff, but you weren't old enough to have had it yet. And you were like, to your girlfriends, you're like, what do you mean I have to wear a what? Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
When you used to be able to go skinny dipping and then everyone starts getting pubic hair and you're like, well, can't do that anymore.
Barrett found out about Lana having her period like 2 weeks ago.
He was like, you bleed every month?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's a pain in the ass, son.
Women are heroes.
Just such a wild conversation.
I just love the fact that he was like, when school's over, I'm talking to Dad.
Oh, and as soon as we
like,
got
Dad?
No, he did not forget. He did not forget.
Tell me about dicks.
I was just not ready for that in the after show today.
No,
I did not see that coming.
My armpits are sweating.
Neither did I.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Life comes at you fast, Dan.
Comes at you very fast.
Because I didn't get I didn't get much warning either.
Right.
Okay, follow up question. Do you think there will come a time at which you will stop talking about his stuff, his life, his things, his whatever?
No, I just think the conversation will evolve into the next thing. You know, obviously.
If he came to you and said, I don't want you to talk about me on the radio anymore, would you say, okay?
Absolutely.
Or would you say you live under my roof?
He said that. In fact, we talked about something the other night at the table while we were recording for the danger.
Yes,
the warning label stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't talk about that. And I was like, no, I knew what he was talking about and I wouldn't talk about that. I think because he's just so used to us being open and honest about everything that there's not a lot that embarrasses him anymore. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of kids would probably get embarrassed, but he knows he can tell me and I won't talk about it. So
yeah, I bet when he gets, when he's a teenager and he gets into dating and stuff, he's going to be
like,
Dad.
That might change. Yeah. But yeah.
The beauty of children.
Yeah. That was a wild con. It was a wild day.
That's wild.
Really, I'm just sweating so much right now. I'm so uncomfortable.
Annie, what you got?
So I went to a concert last night at the Brighton Music Hall. I saw this country cowboy. His name's Charlie Crockett. He usually only plays in Texas. If you want to listen to some real country music, Charlie Crockett's your guy.
They got country
like
and Western.
He was walking. So we were sitting at Tavern in the Square, and you can see the front of Brighton Music Hall from it. And there's just one guy with a cowboy hat, and we're like, "There's Charlie," because we're in the middle of Brighton, and no one else.
And
is
no one's
a
in a cowboy.
And nobody's. No.
Was this a Tom Dow special?
Yeah, my dad is obsessed with him, so he kind of got us all into him.
Your dad has the most eclectic. Like a lot of people say, they have eclectic music. That your dad is everywhere.
It's all over. Yep. When he gave all of you guys CDs, and he gave Dan a Michael Kiwanuka album, and every time he sees Dan, he's like, "So did you listen to the Michael Kiwanuka album?"
He goes, "You listen to that?" I'm like, "Oh yeah." He goes, "You're full of shit."
Fair.
One of his songs popped up on my
CD, man.
One of his songs popped up on my playlist the other day, and Lana was like, "I love this song." I was it's so good.
Yeah, he's so good, but. I haven't been in a venue like that in a while. Just so small and intimate. You know, you had to wear masks, and starting in October, you have to show proof of vaccination, like all other venues, whatever. But it was so fun being in a smaller venue again. I feel like I really prefer seeing a show that way rather than the Garden or something like that.
Did you have seats, or is it standing?
Standing only.
How crowded was it?
It was sold out. I think they fit 400 people, I want to say.
It's a neat little place.
I've never been to that venue.
It's awesome.
No, it's a cool spot.
So do you guys prefer, like Kennedy, obviously you don't like standing room only. I would assume by your reaction.
I prefer a VIP seat
with
nobody around me.
Right.
If Kennedy could just stream it from home.
No, I want to be there. I want to feel the vibe. I just don't want anybody touching me. There are seats at the Bank of America Pavilion in the middle that you can buy, and it's two seats.
Yep.
And there's sort of a little thing around you.
Yep.
So I like that. That makes me feel comfortable.
Foundation room at House of Blues.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. When we were like up in the House of Blues on the side, that was really nice.
So are you asking if we like smaller venues?
Do you prefer seeing a show at like the Paradise or are you like Gillette, Big Boom?
I saw shows on back-to-back nights, one in the Cape Cod Melody Tent and then Fenway Park, which are about as different as you can fucking get.
Yep.
And I liked it so much more at the Cape Cod Melody Tent.
Yeah.
The lines were nil. I was so close to the stage. Yeah. At Fenway Park, I missed three songs waiting for a beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's 70 million people.
Yep.
It was just, it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot. I like the smaller venue.
The intimate shows to me are by far and away. The problem is a lot of the bands that are out there, it just doesn't translate to an arena show.
Right.
I have seen lots of great bands over the years that I love, but their arena show is just, it's just them performing their songs. Whereas Coldplay, you go to a Coldplay show, and I'm going to tell you, they are another level. They really are. It's like going to a festival because
lights
of all the lights and all of the things that they have going on.
Right.
So that is a band, seeing at an arena is amazing.
It's worth it.
You know, but I saw the Killers at the Garden, and I love the Killers.
Right.
But it's just them playing music.
Right.
That's all it is.
Like John,
I'd much rather see them in a small venue.
John Mayer's doing The Garden, and I'm like,
I could sit and watch him play, no problem.
But
there are very few people like that. I get what Carson's saying.
Right. But I feel like for John Mayer is a superstar, obviously, but I would much rather see him at the Pavilion. You know,
the beach house.
You're sitting and chilling. Like Casey Musgraves at the Pavilion, perfect.
No,
perfect.
I saw John Mayer at The Garden, and it's the same thing. I
mean, yeah. He's
it's
awesome,
just,
but
yeah, it's just, I don't know.
If you're not, you know, Beyonce at Gillette, she has a runway stage spanning the entire thing.
Like
she's
Taylor
dancing.
Swift.
Yeah, and she has 40 backup dancers stage props.
Yeah, go
shit.
See
Justin Timberlake at the Garden.
Go watch like Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right.
And then go
that
watch.
That shit is dope.
It is unbelievable. They put on a rock show. I mean, they have all of the pyrotechnics and everything.
Lots of lasers and
lights. Yeah, and then you go watch The Killers, again, who I love. And it's it's some cool lights and it's rock music. It's not, so I'm definitely more the intimate venue.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely.
I think everybody who's not 20 is.
I mean, there's definitely, like, seeing Posty at the Garden and being in the pit was awesome. Like, I'll never forget that experience, and I wouldn't want to see him somewhere smaller because I feel like that was so, like, high energy. Like, if Miley tours and she comes to the Garden, that's a pit show. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Whereas Christina Aguilera at the Wang when we went was awesome. But I feel like Christina Aguilera 10 years ago, I would have wanted to see her.
Yeah, for sure.
Dancing and moving and grooving and everything.
Yep.
I think it's just different, but
yeah.
Small venues.
All right, Dan, what you got?
I'll talk about finances.
Oh. Okay.
I did something very adult yesterday.
Yes.
I opened my first E-Trade account.
Hey, welcome to the fam.
Yep,
wow.
I'm officially the Wolf of
Wall
Street.
Did you tell him you heard it from me so I get a $50 credit?
I didn't hear it from you, though. You were the first person who told me E-Trade existed?
Yes. No, I'm kidding. I didn't even know if that was a thing.
You are Jordan Belfort.
Oh, I did. I don't want to say what transpired. I did some stuff.
Oh.
Okay. Did you lose some money?
No, I've made some money to
start.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't put a toe in.
Yeah, you went all in.
I put everything in.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
We'll discuss, yeah. So, I don't know, what do you guys do with your money once you have it? Like, because for a long time, it was sitting in a checking account. Everyone got real quiet. And mine was sitting in a checking account doing absolutely nothing for me.
Do you not have a savings account?
I didn't, know. I was just literally squirreling away as much as I can into this one account.
Right.
For eventually to buy a house or a big purchase of that nature.
Right.
And now I decided, I thought I saw an opportunity that I wanted to take.
Yeah.
So I moved most of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know anything about finances as an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you guys do with your money once you get it?
Well, the first thing you do is go get yourself the book that says Investing for Dummies. It is a great book. It really is. And they have one Stock Market for Dummies too. Mm-hmm. Just so you know some of the terms. But you know, the thing that everything I've ever read or watched or listened to is diversity. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. So what you did was wrong, taking all your money and putting it into, and if that's what you did, they say don't do that. Don't take it all and put it into
just one thing,
just stocks or just Bitcoin or just real estate, that you do across the board, because over the course of time, you're less likely to take a hit. So, like, you know, I don't
know. This is a unique situation.
Right. I know. Yeah. But that's, you know.
And you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
Well, that's true. You know, there's nothing wrong.
Or as Mobb Deep would say, scared money don't make money.
Sometimes you got to go all in, Dan. Yeah.
I don't think I would do it over and over and over again for the rest of my life.
Right.
But I'm taking my one shot here.
Right.
And
right.
If I'm homeless, we'll figure it out.
Right. Figure it out. You always land on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put...
And I kind of got like an itch too now. I'm into it. I'm going to start looking it up.
Yeah, I need to definitely learn about stocks because
I know nothing.
Nothing.
You know what it is too, I think, and I realized when I started putting some money in the... I had put a little bit of money in, but right before the pandemic, I started to like really invest. And what I realized, what I kind of said to myself was... Like, I check Instagram every day. I check Facebook. I check Twitter.
Check something that could better your situation.
These are things that don't improve my life at all.
Yes.
So if I just start checking E-Trade every day and reading and watching this stuff, that after a while, it'll just become a part of who I am every day. And so now that's the first thing I do every morning. The first thing I used to do was look at my social media accounts. And now the first thing I do is look at my financial accounts.
Oh, I spend 4 hours a day reading about my favorite sports teams.
Right.
Easily on my phone.
Right.
I can tell you every player in low A for the Red Sox.
Yes.
But I don't know fucking anything about things that could actually better my life.
Right. Right.
And my time could be used better.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
So what were you saying that you do?
Yeah, I put my money in savings. I haven't invested besides Moderna. Shout out, gang gang. it's fun watching a savings account grow, but then when you have to move money from savings to checking, you're like, God damn it! I was so close to making it. But we get paid tomorrow, so that's good news.
I'm just gonna take myself out of this conversation because I give all of mine away.
Yes,
100%.
Well, that's nice too.
Yeah,
altruistic.
Well, it's not going to pay my fucking rent, but I'll go to heaven. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Kennedy's going to be 85, like, mix 104.1. Boston's best ride.
No, they'll have moved me to a talk station by then, perhaps, but.
Maybe they'll bring back Oldies 103.3.
Oh, let's go.
And you'll be playing Olivia Rodrigo.
It'd be 80s music, and it'd be fine.
No, by the time you're 80, it'll be Olivia Rodrigo. It'll be Oldies.
Oh, Jesus, then no. No, no.
No.
Well, that is impressive. Yeah. I wish you well.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm excited for you.
I was It was almost like doing blow yesterday, making a gigantic life decision. Yeah. I was just pacing around the house buzzing for hours.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know what's going to happen. This could go really badly or really well.
I have my E-Trade account set to my face. Yeah. So you could, as soon as you click it, it opens right away. You don't have to wait.
Right.
Yeah. Nope. That's exciting. Stuff. We just got Barrett an account, one of those, I can't remember what it's called.
The little debit cards?
Yeah,
green card.
Green light. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my friend has that for his kids.
And what is it?
It's called Green Light. So it's a debit card for kids, but it also allows, so whenever you give them money, it's like 10% goes to charity, 10% goes to education, 10% goes to like just, you know, money to go to the convenience store and buy candy or something. And some goes to savings. So it splits it all up every time they get money to kind of teach them. Mm-hmm. And then there's also an investment component.
I totally wish I would have had this because I watch, you know, my friend's kids and they, you know, getting old enough to have jobs.
Right.
And, you know, they put the money in there and mm-hmm. like they can see it grow and they can be like, I know what I can afford and they mm-hmm. can go on Amazon and make purchases if they want to.
Yeah.
But like it comes to his phone too, so he can say yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or yeah. whatever.
It's not something I was really taught as a kid. Like,
no.
In school they didn't tell us anything about finance or anything.
My parents never really had that conversation with me.
No, it was just you go to work and you save your money. That was
I told you guys, my mom had the bank envelope, and that's how she lived her life, was off a bank envelope. She didn't have a checking account. Mm-hmm. You know, women didn't have checking accounts in the
until,
70s.
That's insane to
that's
me.
That's so crazy.
You know what I mean?
I didn't have one until after I was divorced.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was hard to get one.
The only reason I got my first bank account is because I went into the Army and had a direct deposit. If you wanted your paycheck, you had to have
And you're in the Army, so they know your paycheck is coming and they could garnish you your wages if they need to.
So, yeah, I was 18 years old before I had a bank account.
That's unbelievable.
So, hopefully Barrett will make him a little more.
Try to do a little bit better every generation.
I know, right? Try and set up the next generation.
That's all we can do, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.